Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And is Shin Daddy off today and the
rest
of the
week? Shin Daddy's off. He's off the rest of the week. He's off the rest of the week.
Yes, he is.
He needs some time off. He's been doing a lot of
ideas,
crazy, you know, stuff.
Busy guy.
A quick story. My nephew is a teacher.
And what's his name?
But that is not Bo Schindler.
Bo
Schindler. And he was voted the number one math teacher in Nebraska last year.
Numero uno.
Number one math teacher in Nebraska.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Mm. So he's in Crete. There he's at.
Crete.
But somehow it came up where he was talking to a parent, and he was telling them that he was from Creighton. And the guy goes, "That's crazy, because there's a banker up there that's doing some wild stuff." It's like, yeah, it's my dad. Shindy.
Yeah, and he is crazy, yeah.
And he is crazy.
He is.
Got all sorts of good stuff happening.
So anyway, he's off. He's off this
he's
week.
And he deserves the week off.
Yeah, they got the week off. And like I said, he was actually off yesterday, but came in just to do the escape room, just to do that.
Wonder how that went.
Yeah, it went really well.
We're probably now in looping talk. School's back.
Oh, yeah.
So we're mad about school starting.
Yeah,
but
start school. You know why?
Bus is looped, though.
You know how you know? Just drive by the pool. Won't see anybody.
Empty. Sad.
Pool's closed.
Buffoonery.
Yeah, buffoonery.
Sad.
Get yourself together.
Come on.
Sad.
Yeah.
Thanks to Midwest Bank and Shin Daddy for helping sponsor Hour 2, as always, of Early Break. 464-5685, call or text, as always. We were going to get this yesterday, but we got distracted. But I saw this again over the weekend, that surprise teams listed by College Football News for this upcoming season.
Yes.
Nebraska is number 5. They're on every surprise list out there. They're not really a surprise team anymore, because everyone expects them to be decent this year.
Let's see if they got it right with Nebraska on what they said.
Okay.
There's one part of it that I did not agree with.
Okay.
Here's what College Football News, and College Football News is very good. If you're looking to handicap games for any reason, they're a good, I would call them a good scouting service. They preview each game and they break games down. It's really good. But anyway, here's what they say about Nebraska. It's time for Nebraska Cornhusker football program to have nice things again. No, the overall talent level isn't quite there to be back among the superpowers. Agree. But it has a wonderful young quarterback prospect in Dylan Raiola. Agree. A quietly loaded defense that was great last year, and a schedule built for a possible 7-0 start with 9 regular season wins, not an unattainable goal. I agree with everything except that defense was not great last year. I take issue with that. It was good. It was a good defense. It benefited in part from a schedule that didn't have much in terms of offenses. We'll get a better idea about the defense this year because they do play some better offenses. It was not a great defense last year. I'm always amazed when people say that because I think back to games where they couldn't get off the field and they got pushed around by Michigan State, couldn't get off the field against Maryland, couldn't get off the field against Iowa, couldn't get off the field against Wisconsin at key times. I mean, that's not a great defense. It was very good. It was a very good defense. I think Jamari Butler has heard me talk because he says the media disrespects us. I wonder if he was talking about me because I do not put I don't put the great title on him. Do you, Jake?
No, they're very good.
They were very good. They were 11th nationally. You can't take that away from them. It is what it is. But I didn't watch a great defense last year. Very good. Very good defense. Otherwise, what are the other teams?
The other teams, so number one on the list is...
One?
Is Indiana. Mr. Google Me, Kurt Cignetti, is the number one surprise team in the country per College Football News.
What?
Nebraska will go out there on October 19th.
Do you have their schedule, Jake?
For Nebraska or
Indiana?
Indiana. Yeah, get Indiana.
Don't worry.
Okay, yeah. You got this.
Pull that up. But they did a nice job of adding players, and they added several
from
players
from
James Madison. Yeah. And they were really good players. And so their schedule's not, I don't believe,
ridiculous.
It's
really easy.
Yeah.
At the front end. Back end's hard. The front end's ridiculous.
This is for Indiana.
They'll get some
Please
momentum.
Read.
Yeah, they'll get some momentum. Their first game is a friend of ours, Florida International. Florida International. Western Illinois, second game. So they got Florida International at home, Western Illinois at home. They go to UCLA, winnable.
Yeah.
Then they have Charlotte at home. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they can win that, obviously.
Maryland at home. Come on. I mean, they can get off to a start at Northwestern. Then Nebraska. Yeah. I mean, so far, they could get off to a start. Washington at home. It's a very forgiving schedule. Then it gets rough. At Michigan State, they play Michigan.
I wouldn't count that
That's
as rough.
Rough.
I wouldn't
That's
count,
not too rough.
I wouldn't count that as rough.
Okay, the last three. No, it's not. Michigan at home,
yes.
At Ohio State, and then Purdue at home. Not a bad schedule.
No, that's not a bad schedule at all.
That's why they keep on these lists. Surprise teams.
Cignetti, I have a sneaking suspicion. My gut feeling is he's going to work well there.
My take on it, I absolutely love the guy. And I barely knew him. And I really do. There's a difference on the Google Me and stuff. At first, I just kind of enjoy him. I really do. I really enjoy him. He has done well.
He's got some swag,
isn't
he?
I listened to some of on him on the radio for Big Ten Media Days and everything. I go, I really enjoy him.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. That could be like one of that'll be a huge game. When they play Nebraska, fifth?
October. Oh, the fifth game?
Fifth game.
Fifth or sixth game?
One, two, three, four, five, six. Seventh game for Indiana.
Seventh game, both teams undefeated.
Yeah,
it's possible. That's in play.
I don't see that, Bill.
Both teams undefeated. Game day's there. Both undefeated.
Imagine
game
that.
Day's in Bloomington.
Maybe. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Who are the other surprise teams?
Number two. Now, this one, we mentioned this on Friday a little bit about a player there, but Arizona State is number two. Now, the reason why you might be interested in that is because Jeff Sims could be the starting quarterback possibly there. Sam Levitt, the transfer from Michigan State, is in that conversation. But right now, it sounds like as of this week that Jeff Sims might have a heads up in the race to be the starting quarterback at Arizona State.
Well, there's certain times when people say, how can that be? You got to remember now, he's played a lot of football. He started a lot of games at Georgia Tech. He started games here at Nebraska. So he does have a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And also at the same time, who knows what they do with him? And it might just be like, we're gonna run him. We're gonna do this. We're gonna throw to A. And if A's not there, we're put your feet into action.
Tuck it
type of thing. So it could be. So who knows how that all plays out? But there have been players that have been like him that have all of a sudden their last year have a good season.
Clicks.
There's times that has happened.
They must have a defense, because what this article says is the defense should carry things just to make at least a 3-win improvement from the 3-9 season of last year. Apparently, were they 3-9 last year?
They were not good.
Baylor.
Baylor's third on the surprise list.
Baylor.
Rough season last year for Baylor.
Rough season. Schedule's not a brutal one. At a really good. I'm drawing a blank where he came from. They have a really good transfer quarterback.
Daquan Finn from Toledo.
Yes. Toledo. He was the best quarterback in the MAC.
He was good. I liked watching him.
Yeah. So that's going to make a difference.
Daquan
he can run.
So it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me that they have a very good year. I do not see Dave Aranda being fired. He's on the hot seat of every hot seat. Mm-hmm. Don't see it happening. Don't see it happening. Okay. They'll do a good job.
Okay.
And number four is Texas A&M on the surprise list.
Well, they're benefiting from Jimbo's recruiting, all seriousness. I mean,
your boy, Jimbo.
Right? I mean, those are players.
Well, I'd say that'd be probably most likely a hard no. if you went back to the number one recruiting class in the country, was it 2 years ago? And then just go through it and say who's left.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But they still got guys that Jimbo recruited.
Of the 25 guys of the number one class in the country, which was well,
so Jimbo left
and them. They probably have like 7 or 8 of those left on their team.
There you go. That's what's carrying.
That's what's carrying. He's going to back him to 10. So I'm going to give a lot more credit to just how they held things together there. I think Mike Elko.
Yep.
Good job.
Might be just what A&M needs as far as. I mean, when Jimbo got there, it was an incredible amount of attention. Not getting attention right now. They are. When you talk about under the radar, that's an under the radar team. And anybody that has to go to A&M and play right away, you're going like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to play there. It is the sheer pageantry is unreal. You want to go there and see a game, but you don't want to go there and play.
Screams big time.
First week, Notre Dame at A&M.
Hello.
Talk about a ticket you can't get. Wow.
And by the way, their schedule, no Alabama, no Georgia, no Oklahoma, no Ole Miss, no Tennessee.
Okay.
But who do they have?
Because they must play Texas then.
They play Texas. Yeah, that rivalry's back.
You want me to look?
But yeah, but they have a, like I said, they have a, no matter what in that league, you have a matchup.
Did you know this name? This is what College Football News writes. The defensive front will be a terror. Connor Wegman might rise up and be the SEC's it quarterback. Connor Wegman, whom I've never heard of.
I haven't either.
Oh, no, he's been talked of being like a first-round draft pick,
really?
Potentially. He's one of those guys out here.
He
stays healthy, can play. I, you know, they their offensive coordinator is came from Kansas State. He'll do a very good job with them. So I agree with that. I agree that A&M will have I see him as probably a 9-3 team. And most people don't see him as a 9-3 team to start.
No.
More in that 6-6 range.
Come on, though. You got to give Jimbo credit. Seriously. I mean, there's
there players. There is players there. Yeah. He gets some credit. I agree.
Sit probably a lot of the culture left over. Yeah. I mean, Jimbo established something pretty special.
Did he? That's news to me. News to me.
Again, anyway, Nebraska on the list.
You're listing the surprise teams per College Football News. 1, Indiana. 2, Arizona State. 3, Baylor. 4, Texas A&M. And 5, Nebraska.
Got a question for you guys. If USC would open, would Jimbo be in that hunt? I was reading about, Lincoln Riley. I mean,
it didn't work at A&M. Why would they want him at USC?
Would they try to get Jimbo at USC? That's a serious question.
I don't know why you wait. He just failed at A&M.
No, he didn't fail miserably.
What does he? Was he worth a second chance though?
He won a national title for Florida State.
How many years ago?
Well, that was 2013.
How's he done since then?
I mean, it kind of blew up on him in Florida State. Anyway, so they that's not somebody they'd look at.
I would say no. I don't think.
I can't see that one working out there.
And I don't see Lincoln Riley in the hot seat.
You don't.
He's got pressure on him. I don't see him. I don't think he's getting fired. It'd have to be a
7-5.
It'd have to be a 3-9 or 4-8.
He would survive 7-5.
Yes, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. He'd survive that. Hmm. Like, nope, we're going to hang in there. We're going to give. I think there's going to be a little bit more time across the board. I think some people are going to give a little bit more time across the board.
Why do you think this?
Well, sometimes, like I said, when you know enough about the coach, and if things are going you see how they're working, you see the relationship, you see players that don't leave. That's the big thing. What would scare me the most if I was an athletic director, like, okay, we're sticking with you, and all of a sudden 40 players go in the portal. You're like, oh, hang on, there's something not great in the locker room. This isn't a great feel for everything that's going on. So that'd be my concern.
You think he survived 6-6?
Yes.
Jeez.
I do. And then it's like, okay, you realize you're completely on call now. Yeah. Anything else of it? I would say that.
Okay. All right.
The thing that's going to come up that's going to be hard with this $22 million coming out of your own pocket to pay players next year, when they all of a sudden start saying, we're going to buy them out, we owe them $42 million. That's hard. That's hard.
100.
That's really hard. It's like, well, we're just going to give this guy this
money.
Those
days might be over.
And so I hope they are. And I'm a coach.
I think the
deal of the 10-year contract stuff, it's like, no.
Like paying Jimbo $79 million to exit. Leave.
$79 million.
Jake, we got $79 million.
Go away.
Right now, do you think, I don't even know what DeBoer got. Probably got 7 years at Alabama or what he got. But the 10-year contract, those are the ones that haunt you. And all of a sudden, you're like, the ones that are going like, what do we do? That shouldn't be. And they're still going to take the job. Right now, if the university of next year, the University of Texas opens up, the people applying for that job would be literally insane if they all just said, just so you know, you're getting a 5-year contract. Sounds good.
Great.
Sounds great. Let's do it. Love it. Yeah. You don't need to have the 10-year contract.
Some places can do that, though. Like A&M's got the money.
It's going to keep getting harder and harder. One of the huge pluses in my mind for Nebraska is that Nebraska got the new facility done prior to the NIL. It was started and going.
I don't know if it was planned that way, but it worked out.
But right
out.
Now,
worked
you saw out. What happened to, hey, let's do that South Stadium. Mm. How'd that go?
Pause.
Yeah, that, seems like it's
pause on. Forever.
Might be a long pause.
I don't know.
Right now, they're just going to add a couple bathrooms. That might be it. Bill, that,
I don't know if it's a pause forever.
It's a long pause.
At some point in time, something needs to be improved. I get that. But that's just not where it's going now. Facilities is not where it's going. Mm. Just remember that.
I understand where you're coming
from. They're knocking that. That is not with all sense. Because the way you used to build to get players was you had the best facilities. That was one of the ways you came into it. It's like, well, have you seen their facilities? Seen the NIL?
Yeah, it was you that used the example of the NFL. Like the NFL, if you see their facilities, I think people would be like, what? This is what they're...
There's some that are incredible, some are not. If you go back, like I said, I was there live. And if you ask, Barrett Rooter, it was like, Tampa Bay was a cinder block building. Their complex was a cinder block building right by the airport. And most of their locker room was, it was covered, but it was outside. Not locker room, their weight room was covered, but it was outside. When you went out and lifted, you were in the heat. You were in 90% humidity. And it was like, but they still paid their players.
Yeah,
they
that's
still
what
did
mattered.
That. That's what mattered.
Yeah.
Because there's not a time in the NFL it's like, whew, why'd you choose the Panthers? Well, you know what? The Bills are offering a lot more money as a free agent, but I went with the Panthers. They got that cool locker room.
Great recovery area.
Yeah, great recovery area. It's like, they're like, no. Really?
Training table's incredible.
Yeah. Not my eye. No.
No.
No, that's not what's going to be. So that it's different times in that area. So you're not going to see that much. And then you're going to see shrinkage amongst the total staff numbers for the whole university. You're going to look at it and just say, okay, we got so-and-so. They're making 85,000. They're making 115. They're doing this. Some places are going to be like, oh, we're going to get by with less.
Middle management
is going to get by with
in
less.
Peril. Yeah. In peril.
It's basically what Trev did at A&M immediately.
Yep.
He fired 17. No. It's like, okay, we're going to take about $4 or $5 million out of here.
Scary
and
times.
Still do the job. So it's going to be a different situation.
Scary times.
Before we get to break, quick plug for our friends at Ernie's in Ceresco.
Ceresco.
We got 5 days left on the Ernie's Has Gone Banana Sale. It goes to the 18th, and that gets you the best pricing of the season. 60-month interest-free financing. And also, on Sunday, free ice cream sip. Free ice cream. And for you, you asked about this, how about up to $750 off appliance packages at Ernie's in Ceresco?
Wow. So you wheel in there, you get yourself some of the Amish furniture they have, which is incredible. And you're like going, okay, we're going to take that. It's going to be, we're going to do the whole house. We got $32,000. How much do we have to pay each month? None. Not for 60 months.
Wow.
None. Just pay it off by the time it's in the... You don't pay a penny. That's insane.
That's great.
That's literally insane what they can get done. What would be the cheer you would do for this?
I don't know.
Go bananas. B-A-N-N-A-N-A-S. Go bananas. B-A-N-N-A-S. Yes.
At Crete.
That's what they're getting done.
Excuse me. At Ceresco.
Not Crete. Ernie's has been in Ceresco for a long time. It's still in Ceresco. Off of Highway 77. Please go check that out today.
Ceresco.
The party... The sale goes till Sunday, August 18th.
Ask Tyler and Dean for the Bill Bush discount. Mention the ticket, and you'll get that. And then mention and talk to them about their Canadian fishing trip they just got back from. Yes, mention that.
When we come back, we got a special guest.
Special.
Phil Ruhlman, brand new steakhouse. Tell you about that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.